more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to the Network of Christian Psychics. This is Free Reading Sunday. This is the night where we have our round table of advisors, all who call in and take the time from their Sunday evening to help all of our listeners. And all of our listeners can call in tonight and have a reading done. We have with us tonight, we have Reverend Jay is with us. Welcome, Reverend Jay.
Hey, it's Reverend Jay.
Jay, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry, I cut you off. What are you going to say?
I was going to say I'm looking to have a great show tonight.
It's going to be an awesome show tonight. I know it's going to be. We've got Reverend Susie B. with us.
Woo! Hello, everyone. It's great to be here with you.
Welcome. And we also have Grace with us tonight. Welcome, Grace.
Blessings, everyone.
Great. Grace has a subdued energy for me tonight, and that's not a bad thing. That's a very good thing. I just can sense it. I feel like she's very connected tonight. I know that, but that's what I feel, and I think that she's really on a different plane tonight than all of us. We're all connected, but I feel like she's on a different plane tonight, which is a very good thing. So listen, if you're all listening and tuning in, we do this every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and we do a roundtable format, which is really neat, because that means when you call in, when we're able to take your call, we're going to go ahead and let you ask whatever question it is you wish to ask, And then we're going to go ahead and allow all of our advisors tonight to share with you whatever their spirit guides or their angels are sharing with them, whatever information is meant to be passed along. This could be information on what's going on in your life now, in the past, it could be in the future, it could be a loved one on the other side. So it's really a great opportunity to get some awesome readings from some wonderful advisors who literally do this just because they want to help people. And that's the best part about every advisor that's part of the network of Christian psychics. You know, I think for all of us, sometimes we just need someone who's going to listen. And on the network of Christian psychics, we'll never judge you, we'll never criticize you, but most important, we'll always offer you compassion. And we'll offer you even life coaching advice. We'll offer you all the intuitive information that we can tap into, and we're going to help you find the answers that you're looking for. If you'd like to get a reading tonight, you can reach us by calling in 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. And would any of our readers like to open with anything this evening? Anybody have anything that they specifically want to talk about before we start?
I'd like to talk a little bit about ascension, and since it's coming in so fast, and you know, everybody's heard of the end of the Mayan calendar on December 21st and what that actually means. And I just like to say that it's like a pivotal point in developing your higher self, or your light body and your higher self. And if you want the next couple of months to go really smooth for you, just try to remain in love, try to be positive, try to trust and have faith. And if you can keep those, even in the most negative situations, if you can keep that your focus on trust, faith, love, you will get through the next 2 months, because the energy is going to be increasing. We're going to get a couple solar flares within the next 22 days. We're going to get two. And so they're going to be pretty significant, and they're going to cause a little bit of havoc. So, you know, be prepared for that. It's nothing bad. It's just try not to be fearful, try to remain in love, and try to be happy.
That's some great advice. Talk to us about the solar flares, because I've actually been getting a lot of calls about that recently. And people have been asking me, what is a solar flare? Where does it come from? What's it all about? And I think you're probably the best one to answer that, Jay.
Well, interestingly, solar flares are, my understanding is that the energy portals send energy through the sun, causing a flare, which brings energy and transformation to the whole Earth. And that vibrational energy that's coming and hits the Earth, you know, scientifically, this is not what it is. This is spiritually. This shift that's going on, because the energy on the Earth is changing from an old paradigm to a new paradigm, which is going to be from third dimensional to fifth dimensional. And that change is going to change everyone. It's not going to be like instantaneous. But for people who are open to light and love, when on December 21st, when it happens, they're going to shift even higher. So instead of taking one, say you're on step three and the shift comes through and you're, you know, in light and love on step three, you might jump to step seven, you know. But if you're in negativity and you're still in the old paradigm, when it hits, you will be on step three and you won't have made a shift. Which will then start causing you problems, because the rotation and the vibration of the Earth is going to be higher, and then you're going to start actually either experience extreme obstacles or dis-ease, because you're not vibrating with the Earth anymore. So it's really important, even with people that you know that are negative, to try to tell them, you know, you must, you know, return to forgiveness and love and peace and happiness and kindness. And as far as the solar flares, they're like a precursor to this energy that's being transmitted to the Earth, and they carry that energy. And sometimes, you know, solar flares can be so strong that they can knock out power grids and energy centers or power grids, basically. And
it's been my understanding they can even stop the engines on cars can stop working. Is that true? Some of the electronics on vehicles can stop working.
And radios, it can affect subway systems. It can affect they're not going to be as strong as stopping the subway systems, but they do have the potential. So, and we don't know, because as the paradigm ends, or the end of the Mayan calendar, or the end of this old third dimensional aspect of our lives ends, we don't know how drastic it's going to be, because what's happening is there's going to be a repolarization of the grid, the solar grids that go around the Earth, and when that happens, there is going to be, disruption on the Earth's surface and stuff. And it may seem cataclysmic, but it's going to be in certain places where the new energy grid connects. So, and, I don't really know where they are, or, there's people who are more in tune to the actual geographic locations. If you listen carefully, you'll start hearing people say where they're anticipating these changes to occur. But if you remain out of fear and remain in love, the transition will be as smooth as it can be. I mean, it might be difficult, but it will still be smooth if you stay away from fear.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you also this question? And I think that you made a really significant a point there by talking about this is not a scientific solar flare, because a lot of people have been calling asking about, how will a solar flare be like a laser gun hitting the Earth? And even I've had a difficult time trying to explain it to people. I don't think I grasp it as well as you do, and I don't think I have as much information as you do. So we're not going to see something like that, correct?
Well, actually, every solar flare puts radiation or energy on the Earth, and that's why it affects our electrical systems and stuff. So it's possible, it's possible that a solar flare can be strong enough where it could put a hole in our ozone. So, what to expect, we really don't know. It's really God. And what I can say is this, is that, life is not ending. You don't need to be fearful. Life is just going to shift. And on that shift, if you're in the right place, you'll jump high, up those steps. And that's what I just really want to get that message out. Be in light and love. Welcome, this new change, because it's actually a celebration. We're going to get rid of all that low energy, and we're going to go into this new millennium of, actually happiness. It's going to be, within 3 years, there's going to be such a shift on the Earth to happiness that people won't even believe the difference in 3 years.
Beautiful. Very, very good.
That has to be because of the new president we're going to have, but we won't go there.
I don't think we're going to dare go there. Everybody knows where I stand on the new president and who I'm hoping for, but just go to my Facebook page if you want to know. And Jay, I've got one other question for you. Actually, I've got two others, because I really was going to ask you, it's so funny to speak about this tonight. The other question I have, and then as soon as we're done with this, we're going to start taking callers immediately. I've heard that Belize, for whatever reason, is one of the locations that is supposed to have a higher vibration almost immediately. Is that true?
Yes,
or
Grace.
Or have you not heard that?
Yes, Grace. I work with a group that does geographic stuff, but, my expertise is not, I just don't focus on that, because that's like looking for the needle in the a needle in a haystack, and it's not really of interest. It's of interest, the changes, but not necessarily where for me. So, but I bet Grace could give you the truth on that.
Grace, do you happen to be tuned into that?
Well, just a little bit. And you are right on the money, Dr. Jenny. Belize is a higher tuned level for solar flares. And that is, you can go on Google and Google where the solar flare energies are, and there's all kinds of documentations there. So for any listeners that really want, the real, true, and all of the facts, they can Google it there and come up with all of that. But it is very true. You hit on a very, very good point that Belize is a big solar flare area that takes place a lot.
And would you suggest that if somebody was trying to increase their vibrational level, that's a place they should be?
Not necessarily. I truly believe that for someone to increase their own vibrational level is to call in the angels, the higher beings, Archangel Michael, his host of 10,000 angels, and surround yourself in the Diamond Dome of Protection and just ask to be enlightened and to be put on a higher vibration. And they will only take you as high of a dimension as your body is able to handle at the time. But constantly, definitely shield yourself and, ask for that protection, because, as you know, you can also have the opposite attract you just as easy as you can the good.
And what do you mean by that? Explain what you mean to our listeners by that.
Well, there's a lot of bad negative energies out there that can latch on to you as there are the good. And that's why you always want to shield yourself and protect yourself with, God's love. If there's anything out there that you can take from the show or even remember, just shield yourself with God's love and God's angels, his host of all heavenly angels. And they're at your command. They're there just for your prayer.
Absolutely. And I'll finish up with this last two. I've been giving the date of November 22nd. I've been getting that date. Does that hold any significance to you? Other than that, I believe it's Thanksgiving as well, but other than that, it's for me, I've been told it's the beginning of something. Are you getting that as well?
The 22nd is going to be, we go into a period of release. So it's actually going to cause a calm. So is my understanding of what the significance of that date is. So I actually am looking forward to the 22nd because I'm roller coastering on with ascension, because as you know, what you're doing is you're releasing a lot of old energy, a lot of past life stuff that you've carried, and so it sends you on like these emotional roller coasters. It makes you more sensitive, it makes you have a lot of recall, and it makes you and then there's the whole stuff that was past life that you don't know why you're so moody or,
But you'll be able to release that. That's when the release is supposed to take place.
It's actually releasing now as you feel it. What you do is when you're feeling all of this, you just have to release it and know that this is not you. You are God. You are of God and in God's light. And you just release whatever this emotional stuff is. And that's part of trying to stay in love, stay in the truth, stay high vibrational, and trying to remain in peace and know that it's not you. As of the 22nd, most of that releasing is going to be done, and I think you're going into a period from the 22nd until the 12th where it will be a calm, and everybody will just feel calm or have that big breath or, that time period. But up until the 22nd, which is, the next couple of days, we're going to have a little bit of a ride.
And that's okay. I think you know, I've been talking to a lot of clients about that, and I think unfortunately, or fortunately, I mean, what happened on the East Coast is horrendous, and that of course is unfortunately. But the nice part is to know that we're coming to the end of that ride, because no one wants to see any of that reoccur. And of course, all of our hearts and prayers go out to all the folks that were in the path of Hurricane Sandy. You know, I originate now and have for the last 30 years from Florida, so I have had firsthand experience with many, many hurricanes, and I know exactly what they're going through, and it's horrible. And we talked about it, I think, on the show the week prior, and we knew that the subways would flood, and we knew that the rats would come up to the surface. And I called it, there'll be a lot more meat sold on a stick next week in New York City than anywhere else because of that. I will behave. I'm only teasing. I'm from Jersey. I'm allowed to say these things, okay? All right. So on that note, and then the last thing to finish this up, because I know I keep saying it, but this was the last thing people have been, and anyone on our panel, please feel free to answer this question. I have some folks who were so concerned, and rightfully so, about what this all would bring, that they wanted to, you know, have some food rations and water, et cetera, in for this time, probably coming up until December, the end of December, because they felt that that would be the most critical time. Anybody have any feelings about that? I mean, certainly we could have seen, you know, on the East Coast, people who had done that, it would have served them well, correct?
Right, but the thing is this, and this is really what I was told, you know, directly, is that it's a period now, a time of trust and faith. And if there is a need, then you just need to trust in God and have faith that that need will be met, and it will, because we're right. starting to manifest our at a different level. And that's also part of the new paradigm, is the ability to create and create on a different level than we ever did before. So mm-hmm. I would say that do not act in fear, and sometimes hoarding food and getting ready for disaster is subconsciously telling yourself, it's happening to me.
Right.
So I would just believe that, you know, things are going to be okay. There are going to be earth changes, you know, because the planets are all going to line up, so there is going to be a little bit of a shift. Is it going to affect every place in the world? No, it's just going to affect these grid lines, and you can't really tell which grid lines until it actually lines up. So I would not be fearful, and I wouldn't hoard food, and I don't think you need to do that. It's just, you might want to have
that's not coming from love.
Right. I would, you know, if you want, just have some extra cash in case you need to go to the store and, like, a bank breaks, you know, or mm-hmm. your bank is closed. But the banks aren't going to be closed forever, so you don't really need to freak out. It's just remain in love.
Yes, a big thing is to remain in love and faith and do not fear. I do hear that they're having lots of issues in the New York area, at least, with getting gas. But everything else should not be feared. God is really going to take care of all these people. I believe that, and I also believe in not purposefully. Making preparations for anything. I always believe in having a well-stocked pantry for whatever reason.
Mhm. Mhm.
I mean,
and you're right.
Saying,
you don't want to manifest that. Right. Correct.
Right. I'm not saying that, you know, to go. I just wouldn't do things out of the ordinary.
Out of fear.
Like I wouldn't buy. Right. I wouldn't buy 10 cases of stewed tomatoes because it will take you a very long time to eat them. You know, I mean,
unless you really like stewed tomatoes. Okay. All righty. I want to thank all of our advisors tonight for just kind of giving their thoughts and feelings on that, only because, like I said, I've been getting a lot of calls on it, and I know the information that I've received from not only different sources, but kind of divine information that I've gotten, and I just I wanted to get your feedback because I think we all get the same information. We just get it sometimes in different ways. But it's amazing how the convergence of the time periods are all the same. And I can't tell you how excited I am for November 22nd. I know that sounds... do you know what I'm talking about, Jay?
I do, yeah. Because I've been... Honestly, I've been releasing, like, a lot. And
right.
You know, it's all about trusting and remaining in the high vibration. And believe me, it's not easy with all the things that are going on. So
yes, we all can appreciate that, and we can talk further about this next week. I know we've got a lot of callers on the line, so we're going to
go ahead and
take some of those callers. And again, folks, if you want to call in and have the roundtable reading tonight, which is all of our advisors reading for you, the number is 323-679-0882. Or if you have a question, put it in our chat room. And our chat room advisor is Kelly. She's not in there tonight because she's running a little bit late. But any of us will get in there and we'll try to read it online and read it out loud over the air and answer the question as well. So here we go. Our first caller is calling in from area code 443 with an extension of 535. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, thank you. My name is Jessie, and Jenny, I called you a couple of days ago. I'm sure you're busy. I can see why now. Actually, for a follow-up with a personal reading, but I thought about this today, and I'm so glad that you do run this show. It's funny, I've never heard anything about this ascension thing, and I keep seeing the numbers 1122 and or 122 or some variation, and it's constant, and I thought it was maybe for like 1102, because that was something that led up to a particular date. But when you guys had mentioned that, I was thinking, what? That's interesting, because I keep thinking about the date, 1122. So,
amazing, yeah.
Okay. I guess my question, if I could, is just in regards to my relationship, and it's kind of a redundant question for you, but... With a guy named John, a gentleman named John, and I'm wondering if we will have a chance to really get back together here and reunite, or what other possibilities are there with love and relationship or growth, or if you guys get a message that I'm not getting here.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing I'm going to ask you, Jesse. Is that your actual real name, first name, Jesse? And
no,
the reason why I asked before you answer is because you said no, and I was just going to say, I sense it's probably not. It's easier for our advisors to have your God-given name, not what everyone calls you or what you go by, but your God-given first name only. If you could give that, that would be very helpful to us.
Okay, that's interesting. I don't know if I'm adopted, so my birth name is Jew, but my name is Jessica.
Okay, but your first name is Jill, did you say?
I was born in Seoul, Korea, actually, and adopted. So my first name was Ju, J-O-O, and my name is Jessica.
Okay.
I don't know.
Got it. Okay. Understood completely. Well, it does a little bit. We just want to make sure that all of our advisors are connecting directly to you, and we do this through that name and also through your physical location, which is it currently in Maryland area?
Yes, it is. I'm in Maryland. Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. All righty. So, and you're looking for information on John. In a relationship. The question is, are you going to be in a relationship with him in the future? Or are you in one? Because I sense that that's really, it's the first one, correct?
Are we going to be? Yes, because right now I wouldn't call what we have as a real relationship, I guess.
Okay,
I want a real relationship.
Okay, very good. I'm going to, I'm being guided to pass this currently to Grace, and I'm going to ask her what her spirit guides are blessing her with, what information for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and bless you tonight. I feel the need to call you, Jewel. I don't know why, but I do. And my spirit guides are saying that John is not right for you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that there is something that he's done. He's wronged you. or has hurt you or has given you a little bit of feeling of skepticism. And that is your little inner guidance telling you that he is not right for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So can you confirm any of that?
Yeah, I know he's very work-oriented, and I don't know if it's out of malicious intent or whatnot, but he did pick up a job and not tell me, I guess, about it. And it's out of state, and he's picked up a job and started working there. So I guess I wasn't sure if this was, I haven't heard really anything about it further.
You're spot on, my child, about your feelings about this man. And it's okay. It's okay to let it go, and not try to hold on to him very tightly, because once you let that that relationship go, you're going to have a new butterfly come in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it's going to feel to you. You have a beautiful light around you. I don't know if you've had a grandparent that was close to you that passed, but there
yes,
is
yes, just recently.
Yeah,
just recently. Well, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're here, and they're going to help you. They're going to bring the butterfly to you in the spring. So just know that this one was not for real, but the next one that is coming will be a new rebirth for you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Well, and you're actually not done. I'm going to ask for Reverend Susie B. to speak with you right now and to tell us what message her spirit guides are showing her for you.
Yes, Jesse. I am getting the same message as Grace, to free yourself from this man and focus on your own self and your own emotions right at this time. And the things that you harbor of discontent with the relationship, so that you're recognizing those and not slipping into those particular areas again.
Mm.
Right. So connect with your angels and they will absolutely help you with that.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask also Reverend Jay what he's getting for, we'll call her Zhu tonight.
Hi there. I feel like you're in a temporary pause situation, but I'm not really getting the relationship. I think it's something to do with work. Are you looking for a new career? Because I feel like there's a new career opportunity coming for you.
I'm not going with my natural flow. I was recently promoted, and the job is very challenging to me because it's very objective. So if that opportunity comes, it happens. It comes and goes when I want to change. So, I mean, it's a very plausible thing that might happen for me. I always look for something better for me.
Okay, well, if it's not, it might have been what already transpired. I just felt like there was a career opportunity, and then I didn't know if it already happened, but I think, you need to be patient with it, and it's going to bring you some abundance that you weren't expecting. And it might help you pay off something. Are you getting close to paying off something big?
I'm actually in a good position where I have, it sounds so lame, but it's not, due to some circumstances, moved back in with my parents. So I've been able to save a lot of money and pay off
good.
A lot of things. Yeah.
Good. Well, that's happening for you. That's what I got. And really feel like, I tried to get a month, like when this new fellow is going to come in, and I got a mixed message. So I'm going to give you an estimate of 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
A couple of times I heard 3 and a couple of times I heard 6, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Grace said, you know, spring, so that could be May, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, but I think if you're open to the opportunity that it could be a little bit earlier.
Right. I understand
so,
that too. Yeah.
and prayer is going to help your situation. You know, so
okay.
really focus on what you want, and then when you decide what you want, pray on it, you know. Now
mm-hmm.
with the ascension, like you said, 11:22,
mm-hmm.
now is the time to really, the ability to create and manifest is really coming into the paradigm. And as you release the old, you can bring in the new. So, you know, make a list of what you want in a man or in your life, and then will it, and you will be able to will what you want. I mean, that's the difference between fifth dimensional. We'll be actually be able to will healing of our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
that's very good.
Thank
and
you.
And I've got to ask you this question very quickly because I'm getting two things mm-hmm. really strongly. The first thing is, what is this trip, travel? What you have something planned coming up soon? Is this correct?
No, I don't have anything planned.
Have you been planning a trip? Have you been thinking about going away on a trip? Is this
something that would be lovely. I mean, I'm always always
okay.
thinking about going away. I've not had an opportunity, no.
Okay, make it a priority for yourself. Write it down, manifest it, make it happen, because I see that would be even a 3-day getaway for you would be, it would fill your soul right up. I can't explain it, but I feel like it's so important for you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been thinking about it. You've been thinking about how you wish you could get away. And I'm going to tell you, getting away doesn't necessarily mean going to Hawaii or going to the Grand Canyon
right.
or going to, it sometimes just means pricelining a room in a place where you know there's some nice scenery or some nice shops where you could just
mm-hmm.
kind of walk and just and decompress. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I'm going to ask you this silly question, which has absolutely nothing to do with anything else we've talked about tonight. talk to me about your legs or your feet. Are you having pain or have you experienced pain? Either yes or no.
And I feet. It depends.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and do you know why that is?
It's actually the only thing that comes up to me. It's super funny, is because I kind of compared my relationship to shoes lately.
Yeah. Okay,
loving
mm-hmm.
a pair of shoes and putting
okay.
my feet in them, and then that kind of thing, taking them off, and actually it has caused some pain. But other than that, not really.
All right, that's because it's the oddest thing. Like, I was getting this, and I'm thinking, I hate when I say that to people, because, and I don't really hate it, but I just, it's like, it seems like such an odd thing for me to say, but I got to say what I'm being shown. I'm being told, soak your feet in some Epsom salt, okay? Seriously? because this is also metaphorical. I want you to soak your feet in the Epsom salt, which will draw out not only the discomfort, but the dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you just kind of made that association, you know, with the shoes and the relationship, and I need you to draw that out and
okay.
be able to start moving forward. And the way you'll get out of the discomfort with your feet is the exact same way. And that's
mm-hmm.
how we talk about dis-ease, not disease, but dis-ease.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Very, very good. All right. Well, I want to thank you for calling in.
That was amazing. So thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. And feel free to listen to the rest of the show.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Looks like our next caller is calling in from area code 610 with a prefix of 588. Hi, welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm going to ask you to turn down the volume on your computer. Yeah, I know. It's always so hard because you're waiting. You never know when it's your turn.
Okay, done.
There you go. Great. Okay, so what's your first name?
Denise.
Denise. Denise, welcome to the show. Take a deep breath. It sounds like you've got some heavy stuff going on. What part of the country are you calling from?
East Coast.
East Coast. Do I dare say East Coast? Okay. So have you been dealing with the effects of Sandy?
Yes, I have. It's not so bad here as it is in Jersey and New York, though.
Amen. Amen. But it's you're fortunate, and I'm sure you went through some scary times as it was approaching like everyone else did. And so you're blessed that it wasn't as bad. But we're glad that you have electricity and you're able to call us tonight. How can we help you?
Well, you know, the storm was not as scary as what I'm going through. In my life in general.
All right, tell us about this.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Well, I have a court hearing tomorrow morning, and I don't even know how to put it, or if I should tell you what it's about, or.
You really don't have to, because I'm already being told Reverend Jay is the one to go to on this. They're already saying. If Reverend Jay was speaking right now, he'd be saying, I don't want to hear it. I just want to talk about it, because he doesn't want you to guide him. So I'll pass you over to Reverend Jay right now, and I'll ask him to reveal what his spirit guides are showing him.
Thank you.
Glad. Boy, she can read my mind, because I was just saying, don't say it, because then it's like, you know, we have nothing to say when you tell us the whole thing. I got right away that you're going to get a fair and just decision, and just stand up for your beliefs. You're actually, you know, just feel the trust in God, and you'll move forward. You know, prayer and being happy now is really important. I've been trying to tell people. It was kind of like with the first woman. She said, oh, well, I think of my relationship as shoes. And what hurts is her feet. So if you think of the relationship of your court case as failure, it will be. But I actually, God, right away, without question, a fair and just decision is coming your way. And Archangel Raguel came in, which, you know, I'm not really up on who he is, but I know Dr. Jenny would know who he is. And, you know, I didn't hear. Sometimes when I hear it, you know, like if it's Michael, he says, you know, I am the, you know, whatever his relationship to God is, but I didn't hear it. But I did hear him say right away, you're getting a fair and just decision. Open your heart. Decide to be happy. Add prayer and just know that everything's going to be fine, and stand up for your beliefs.
Beautiful. And I will tell you, Reverend Jay and Denise, that Archangel Raguel always, and I love all the angels, but Raguel sounds very Italian to me. I don't know why, because maybe, you know, it does, just a little. That's all I'm saying.
It's not talking meatballs, right?
Right, exactly. Like, this is somebody's life. Come on, but this archangel is considered, and it's so fitting and so amazing that Jay was channeling this. It's the angel of justice, the angel of balance, fairness, and harmony. And so his name actually does mean friend of God. And again, I'm giving him a masculine identity. And in this case, I kind of feel like he is, even though angels are not specifically gender specific. But he has kind of been given the task of making sure all angels do their jobs properly. So that's kind of what he does. And to make sure that the angels are taken care of and loved. So sometimes, I don't know if any of our listeners or you, Denise, have heard of the Book of Enoch. He's the angel that was in charge of the luminaries. And he brings other angels to task if they do something they're not supposed to. So in this court case tomorrow, or coming up, I think this is exactly why this angel was coming through to Reverend Jay, because the balance is going to be restored. That's what is being shown to me as well. And I generally wait and do mine at the end, but that's what I'm being given here. And harmony will prevail for you, so I don't want you to worry about that. And just know that they're showing me that spring, when the spring flowers come, so will everything else that needs to change. Like, I feel like you've been sitting on a really tall, about a 1 foot wide brick wall, and you have not been able to move for quite some time. And come spring, everything's going to loosen up for you, and it's going to be like you could breathe again. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. I just don't know how to overcome the fear that I feel.
Okay.
Definitely got to release that.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I will tell you something, or Susie, because they're both great
at
it.
Okay, let's go ahead and pass it over to Reverend Susie B. right now.
I actually am getting that she is going to get her heart's desire in this situation, and that you, as soon as you clearly pinpoint your deepest desires and know that you deserve them, the doors of opportunity are going to easily open up to you.
You see, but I have felt that all along. I have.
As soon as you start believing that you deserve them, then this is what's going to manifest for you.
Well, like I said, I have felt that all along, but then things don't go that way, and it's so confusing. Like, I don't understand. You know,
no, I do know that if there's any hesitation or fear of doubt within you, as you are speaking the words or thinking the words, that's whatever little bit is there is going to hinder you to open up those new doors. And you want those doors to open. So as tough and as hard as it is, and I do know that it is, you need to believe in it, believe that you deserve it, and you are going to see some action and things opening up for you.
Very good advice. But I think Grace, Sister Grace, and I've never called her Sister Grace before, but I think, Denise, that I've just coined Grace's name is Sister Grace. Sister Grace,
what do you have
for Denise? You're welcome.
Hi, Denise. And,
hello.
Bless you. You've been through a very long and hard struggle. And I want you to know there is someone with you or someone that is in your family lineage that was a very sweet person, but yet they could be very strong when they had to be. Do you know who I'm talking about?
There's someone in my family who's a very sweet person, but they could be very strong.
Well, someone who has passed.
Oh, somebody who
It's an elderly, sort of feeling that is a female, and she seems very sweet, you know, sweet, and would always, like, she put her hand on your head. Like, you must have had long hair when you were little or something, and
you
see her stroking your hair, and maybe this was a grandmother or an older relative female, and she seemed very sweet, but yet you knew she had a very stern side to her when she needed it. You know who I'm talking about?
Well, I did have a very stern grandmother.
Okay.
Very stern,
well,
yes.
She is going to be there with you, my dear, tomorrow. And she has got you in her arms. And know that when you walk in the courtroom, that she is in, you are held tightly in her arms. And you hold your head up high. And know that you get what is coming to you in loving ways.
Well, you know, I myself, if it were just me going through this, it would be easier. It would be easier, but I have little children.
Right.
And that's what scares me the most. Is
you have to let go of the fear. You have to just trust God. God loves you, and he wills you perfect happiness. God wills perfect happiness. You can have heaven on earth, as in heaven, as on earth. It's a choice, and it's a choice to either believe in God or not believe in God. God wills you happiness.
Well, see, I believe, but I see what I don't know is God's will, because I don't know if God wants me to be in this hardship and these difficulties that I'm facing for some reason. And
everything is teaching you, I'm in hardship myself. Everything is teaching you experience. And the experience, and right now, like I said, with the ascension, is the most difficult. It's the ending. And right towards the end is when we feel our weakest. And right towards the end, we're tested to our greatest extent. Right towards the end, we have to just believe with the utmost faith. And just do this. Just believe that God loves you. You are worthy of God's love. He created you. He put the breath of life in you. You are of his divine nature. Be that. Be the person that you are. You know, you are in truth. And you can't get more than three confirmations on the same thing that said everything is good. And still feel distressed. You're allowing yourself to believe the worst. Your ego is telling you, you're not good enough. God doesn't love you. God's putting you through this to hurt you. God doesn't hurt people. People hurt themselves. People choose to go the dark road. We choose to hurt ourselves. We choose to believe that we won't survive. Don't worry. No matter what, the truth will prevail. You're going to get a fair decision. And it will be the end, but it will not be the end of everything in your life. You still have to go through more experiences. That's what life is. It's teaching you. It's teaching you to be strong for your children in hardship. It's teaching you to show them that despite, you know, hardship, you still trust and believe in yourself and in God, and that you are in the arms of God and in the arms of your relative. Your grandma, according to Grace. So, I mean, you have to let go of that fear.
And the harassment's going to stop because I've been treated like a criminal and I'm not.
Well, when you win, there's a note of glory. But it doesn't mean to be, it just means humbly accept the win and be gracious and bow out, and yes, things will, like Dr. Jenny said, by the time the flowers come up in spring, and I feel it may be as early as April, that you will be like, wow, I can't even believe I went through all that. So, you know, just have faith in that and believe that you're supposed to have happiness and step into it. It's a choice. It actually is a choice. Put on your favorite song from your childhood, you know, that you grew up and danced to. Or have a candy or popcorn night with your kids the rest of the night. I don't know how late it is. Where did you say you're calling from?
From the East Coast. I'm from, like, the Pocono area in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. So it's getting late, but do something special with your kids. Sing them to bed tonight or read them a story or do something that's really true, high vibration love, you know, and step away from the fear, you know, step into what's true, the love of your family, the love of your children, the love of God for you and viewers of God, and just have faith and all will transpire.
Okay.
Amen. That's wonderful, wonderful advice, Reverend Jay. Denise, I hope you feel this has been somewhat helpful for you.
Yes, thank you.
You're hesitating. I think you just feel such a burden of fear, and also as if you've carried so much for so long.
It's just that I have fought so hard for the last 4 years, and I expected to have brought myself out of this whole situation by now, and it just gets worse.
Yeah.
And,
Denise,
you know,
I can totally I feel, I can totally feel your pain, my dear. And tomorrow, before you even step out of the car, when you are sitting in the parking lot at the courthouse, I want you to bow your head. Thank God for everything that He has given you, including your children. Ask your grandparent to come in and put her loving arms around you, and know that you are in God's protection, and that only His will, and that your light, your divine light, come in through you, and let it shine in the eyes of the court. And that your best and highest interest for you and your children and for all. You know, sometimes I can be the first one to admit to being guilty of it too, that we always want it for ourselves. Sometimes when we step away and we think and say, just what is the best and highest of mine and everyone else's interest, that is what God will bring to you, my dear. And just know that without a wavering doubt, you have fought a long, hard battle, and you just wait it out, and you will see. I can't wait to hear you. Please call back next Sunday and talk to us, because I want to hear how it went for you. But I just want you to cover yourself in God's loving arms and the white light of protection to surround you before you even step out to go into the courtroom.
Well, I'm trying to defend myself mostly. I do have an attorney who has no idea what he's doing, because I couldn't afford to get a better one. And so I've done a lot of the research myself, and I'm not even clear. I mean, I could go in there thinking I've got it all.
Right.
I know it all.
And this is because you're a good person, and you have not felt like you have had to know a lot about the law, because you have always followed the law.
Right.
Am I correct on you doing this?
Yes.
And this is what your grandmother is telling me. She is going to be there with you, and she is going to help intervene. You just have to put it at her and God's feet. And let them take it. And, you know, you call back. I can't wait till you call back next week and tell us, because what time is your court hearing tomorrow? Because I want to light a candle and I want to have a prayer for you.
It's scheduled for 10:40 a.m. And I don't even have my case prepared. Yeah, Eastern time. I don't even have my case totally prepared, because this whole past week the courts were all closed because of Hurricane Sandy, and I couldn't file subpoenas, so I have no witnesses coming in for me, and I couldn't
paperwork
for the utility
because
company.
Of all of this, you can go in and ask for a continuance, and I'm
almost
assured you will get it guaranteed.
I did already have one continuance, and they only allow the one. And,
but this is extenuating circumstances because of the weather.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, my witness works in New York, and he's been stuck in New York all week, and he said he'd call me tonight, and he hasn't, as to whether or not he's going to be able to show up tomorrow. And
I would utilize right now this time. And excuse me, Grace, I don't mean to step over you, but because of this is the worst storm this country has seen, and I think it's the second worst storm ever. You know, if mass transit's not working, people don't have power, they don't have electric, it's understandable that you cannot get to your witnesses. And so I would ask for a continuance based on the weather, and they may not like to give it, but they almost have to give it.
Uh-huh. And this has happened for a reason. Denise, this has all happened for a reason.
What, the hurricane or the problem I'm in?
No, the hurricane and everything is for the continuance.
Oh, I hope I didn't cause this hurricane. Oh, my goodness,
no.
No,
no, no. No, no, no. No, no, dear. No, no.
Darn
no,
you,
no.
Denise. Shame
everything
on you.
Everything happened for a reason. That's what she means. Everything happens for a reason, and it's always for your own good. And
right.
We can't even possibly imagine the scenarios sometimes that have to puzzle pieces that have to pop into place in order for things to happen the way God intends for them to happen. And I can tell you as well as Grace and Reverend Jay and Reverend Susie B, this getting this continuance will be okay for you. If it happens,
you think I'm gonna get it continued, or we're just gonna go straight forward with the court
case, and I'm gonna
be victorious, meaning I'm not going to be put out on the street with my kids with no place to go. That is what I'm so afraid of, is that, you know, my rights are all going to be violated, and my children and I are going to be put out, and I'm going to lose everything that I own that's still left in the house.
No, you're not going to lose that, dear. You're going to get the continuance, and your grandmother is going to see that you get that continuance. It's already in the works. You have already prayed the prayer, and she is there to help you.
Okay, my
next question was whether or not you see me and my family moving into a hotel room anytime soon, or if we're going to be, you know, given some time to, you know, at least 30 days to get the rest of my things out and then go to a hotel room, because I haven't yet found a place that I can afford that's big enough for my family, that somebody will work with my credit. I mean, I've been looking for 2 years for a place to live, and I went through foreclosure, and my home was sold at auction, and the new buyers are crazier than the neighbor ever was. That caused me to deliberately go through this foreclosure to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I want so badly for it to be over, and so that I can begin to heal, and I can and be the good parent that I want to be to my children. And it's been so hard because I'm so stressed all the time, and I'm doing so much research, or I'm, you know, looking for a place to live, and I shoo my children away. Please go. I'm busy, and I don't even like being like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of your oldest child. Your oldest child is totally feeling this. I'm always feeling that the oldest child feels like that they're wanting to take this burden off of you, too.
Well, he's 24. He's named in the suit only because he's an adult. But, you know, it's not his problem. He's my child.
Right.
It was my house. He still lives here because he can't afford to be on his own, but... And okay. I haven't been exactly, you know, mommy dearest to him either, you know.
Well, when you're under a lot of stress, it's understandable that it's going to be very, very difficult for you. That's a given. When you're under stress, our patience runs thin. We're not happy-go-lucky. We're not easygoing. So that makes sense. But I think what Grace is saying to you is that give it some time. Go for the continuance, and ultimately everything's going to work out. I also see that you're not going to lose your home.
Well, it's not my home anymore. It already sold.
But what I mean is you're not going to be without a place to live for your children. Okay.
Yeah, well, they mentioned something about, since they purchased it for 3 months now, I've been asking for a rental agreement, and they refuse. They just want me out. They want me out, and the only thing leg I have to stand on is whether or not I can be considered any type of a tenant, and they have not given me written notice.
Okay.
You know.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm. I would say to you that go for the continuance. I really feel strongly that you'll be able to get it, and then everything's going to start going in your favor. That's what everyone else seems to see as well. So we're going to say a prayer for you, Denise. We're going to let you go. And is there anybody else who has anything they'd like to add to this tonight?
If there's anything that can be said in regards to my health, because I've really been overdoing it, and I feel it physically.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that – and Grace, are you back on with us now?
I am back on.
Okay. I had lost you there. Reverend Jay, do you have any information on Denise's health for us right now?
You know, I didn't actually pull it in because I yeah. wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's
I'm
honest.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I just really feel like your health is going to be. You're going to do better as soon as you let go of all the false assumptions. It's going to go like it's going to go, no matter whether you're upset or not. And we already confirmed that you're going to get a fair decision. So just let go, and just if you can, go soak in a bathtub tonight, relax, and just take it easy, and just know that, you know, God is on your side, and things will work out.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much for calling in, Denise. We're all going to be saying a prayer for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
God bless you, hon. Okay. What we're going to do is, I'm sure everybody can hear the feedback in the echo. Is that correct?
I think that probably was her phone because she had the thing on.
I don't hear it now.
Good. Amen. Good. Because that was really hard. All right. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Our caller's calling in from area code 817 with a prefix of 200. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. Okay, 817, prefix 200, if you're calling in to listen or ask a question. Okay, we'll go ahead and mute them. They may have just stepped away and went to the restroom. We'll go on next to our next caller, which is coming in from area code 604 with a prefix of 588. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi. I feel like I could so use some help right now. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your first name?
I'm Charlene.
Shanine?
Charlene.
Shawnee. Okay.
Oh,
and
Charlene.
Charlene.
Okay.
Oh,
Charlene.
I don't
thank
know.
You. That's it.
I normally don't have any trouble hearing, but for whatever reason, when I'm on the show, I do. Charlene, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada.
Okay, very good. And you're very confused about a situation right now.
Yes, and it's kind of twofold in a sense. And I've called before asking about that. There's a man, he's the love of my life. He's absolutely the love of my life. Now, my family, they're very much against him. My son and him had an altercation. It's been blown out of proportion. My son has pressed charges. He wants to see the fullest extent of the law taken here, and he'd like to see him go to jail. It was momentarily what had happened. And although my man did indeed hit my son, My son has been, you know, my man was really, he felt like he was defending himself. It was very brief. That's all I can say. It was very, very brief. Mm-hmm. And my man, there's nothing I want more than to spend the rest of my life with this man. And in a sense, I'm put in a position now where they want me to make a choice. And it's like choosing my right foot or my left foot. And, of course, I mean, I very much want to marry this man and spend the rest of my life with him. And I think he feels the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if
so
I can.
I already know the question. What the heck is going to happen here? Okay.
Thank you.
Tell me why the number four is significant in your life. What is this about, the number four? Why is this significant? How long have you dated this man?
Well, I've been seeing him for 12 years, but it's really been 4 years where it's been progressing to a normal state, you know, where he knows how I feel kind of thing.
Okay.
So I guess in that sense.
So there we go. All right. And you've been with this man for 12 years, but you say it's been progressing to a normal state in the last 4 years. Tell me what happened the 8 years that it wasn't progressing.
It was strictly physical. The relationship was strictly physical. We would see each other. I knew who he was to me, and I was waiting for him to come to that realization. And I'd said in the beginning when we met, it's like, you know, it took me so off guard, and it's like, oh, my God, you know, I'm just out of a bad marriage. I need to regroup. This has just got to be sex, and that, you know, anyway, stupid thing to say, but it was what it was anyway.
No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. And what does the month of November come into play here? Why is this so important?
Because that's when we met. November 18th was
I'm going to tell you, and again, I usually, you know, we usually go through all the advisors before I I tell you what I'm getting, but the reason why it's coming through so strong for me right now, I think, or why I'm talking, is because it is coming through so strong for me. I'm gonna say something to you that you may not like, that you may not appreciate, but I feel like obviously you're feeling forced to have to make the decision. You've already stated that.
Fully.
But it's more than that. I feel almost as if you're saying one thing, but you really know something else. And forgive me for saying that. They're showing me a quarter spinning around, and they're saying there's two sides to this, and you know both sides, and part of you is afraid that this is not a healthy man to have around your son, who is grown, by the way. How old is your son, by the way?
My son is 17.
Okay, yeah. You know that this situation has been not good for him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the angels are saying, really, you're trying to keep a relationship going at the same time you truly worry about how it's affecting your son, and you almost feel like he's an unhealthy addiction to you, not your son, the man. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm getting, very loud and clear. Now, oddly enough, at this point, I'm going to pass it over to Reverend Jay. I will finish up with you when everyone's done, but this is what the angels were showing me, and I just wanted for you, because what you were, kind of where you were coming in here with is, you know, is this going to work out? But I think the angels really wanted to bring out for you to say out loud for yourself, not for us, but for yourself, was to acknowledge that you also know that you do try to rationalize this man in your life, but in your heart of hearts, deep down, you know he has been an unhealthy addiction for you.
Yes.
Okay. Reverend Jay, what are you getting? What are you getting for our delightful caller this evening?
I have to say that I got a big open your eyes, sweetie. I feel like that your priority is your child. I feel like as much as you think this man is going to be a commitment for marriage, that you know, history has this tendency to repeat itself. I feel like people that can't control their emotions and physically act out, I don't care how masculine they are, I'm masculine too, and I get angry, but I don't hit things, and I don't break things, and I don't throw things, and occasionally I do yell. And I know it's not about me, it's about him, and I'm just telling you what I'm getting. And the first thing that came to me was a big open your eyes. The person you should actually be thinking about your child, and I think he has every right to prosecute him to the fullest extent. A hit is a hit, or a punch, or whatever, however briefly you want to mark it off as. And I feel like if he has that ability, you know, if a 17-year-old can push his buttons, you know, in a relationship with a person that's that volatile, is probably not the best relationship. I'm not saying that you have to listen to what I'm saying. I think you got a lot of things that are going on at once. I think it's going to be hard to make a decision. I know you have a lot of inner strength. Immediately, Archangel Ariel came up and, you know, she said, you know, she said to open your eyes, to open your eyes. And I, maybe the inner strength is, you know, being able to have a relationship for all that time that was just physical. And, but I just don't think that, I think you're going to have to go to the aid of your son first. And that's just my personal opinion. And, but I did get from the angels, you know, that you need to open your eyes up and you really need to assess the situation. And you really need to assess a person that has, you know, the volatile nature that can be triggered by a 17-year-old.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you,
okay.
Reverend Jay. Thank you very much. I'm going to first pass it over to Reverend Susie B. and then to Grace. Reverend Susie B.?
Yes, hi. What I'm picking up is a message from Archangel Michael. And what, you know, what Archangel Michael is saying is to remind you that prayer improves every situation. And you need to work with God and prayer on this particular situation. They cannot. They need to. He wants me to remind you that the angels cannot violate your free will. They can only intercede with your permission and at your request. But this is something that I feel that you really, down deep inside, know what the answer is. This is what's coming through. You know what the answer is inside of you. With prayer, that will fully and clearly come out, and then you'll know what to do with the guidance and asking the angels for direction.
Okay. And Sister Grace, what are you getting?
Hi, Charlene. And I am sitting here with tears streaming down my face. Because I get a little child. Who is a young child in your life? It's a young child in your life. That's very sad.
Well, you know what? I have three children, and none of us are speaking right now because there's my ex-husband is very involved in this. There's other people that are involved that have helped just fan the flames with it, yeah. I believe. And I'm not trying to subside responsibility here. And they both, you know, in a sense, were defending me. But my daughter and her boyfriend have a son together, so he's 2.5. So there's him, my oldest, and then I have three children. So it's complicated and it's sad. And I genuinely feel like I'm bullied. I really feel like I'm being bullied. My son has battered me verbally, physically, my belongings for about 6 years before all of this transcended, right? So... And there was just a lot of things that took place that drew it to it. And, of course, with families, it's a complicated family situation, unfortunately. That's, like I said, the fans have been flames. There's been a lot of, it's love heals everything, though. I totally agree. Prayer is an amazing thing to work with God through.
It is. But you need to turn to your child and with loving arms tell them how much you love them. How much that you have felt so blessed that they are in your life, and you do need to turn away from this man. You need to stand up against him, and you need to prove to this child that his love means more to you than anyone else. You know, your children, the children that you bore, mean more to you than anything in this world, because when it comes right down to it, they are the ones that unconditionally love you. And I feel that this man is asking you to choose between the 17-year-old and himself. And he's almost giving you, I can see him pointing his finger saying, you know, look, he is almost of age to be out on his own. Has he said something like that to you?
No, he's actually really sad about it. He's very, very, very sad about the whole thing.
You have to let him go because your children are totally suffering through all of this. It's like I feel like it's a sinking ship for you, and you've got to grab onto the life raft, and the life raft has your family, your children on it. And please grab the life raft. Don't go down with that ship. Just don't go there. I think Reverend Jay and Susie B was both on it, and so was Dr. Jenny. And it's only going to cause you heartache the rest of your life if this man continues to stay in your life.
Okay. I
got another thing, though. I did feel like you're missing an opportunity. That there is another opportunity out there that you're blocking yourself from. So
and you know, you referred to this man as the love of your life, and in all actuality, the love of your life are your children. Those are the ones that you gave life to, and those are the true loves of your life. And please embrace that. You're a beautiful woman, and you deserve someone that is going to accept you and your children and put you on the pedestal that you deserve to be on.
True, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm going to say that I know that Reverend Jay saw Archangel Ariel, and Ariel is a master at creating balance and harmony in even the most chaotic situations. And I would say that right now you need to be committed to the people you know in your heart. I want you to scrape away all the dirt and all the dust and all the stuff. And what are you left with? You're left with you, and you're left with what? Your children. Correct, Charlene?
I'm definitely left with me. You know, there's we come in alone and we leave alone, right? In our actions and in our love, that certainly shows who we are, right?
Who are you responsible for?
Me.
Your children. But how old is your youngest?
My youngest is 17.
Okay.
Yeah, legally and morally. Well, morally, I'll always be, you know, accountable to
my
children.
Well, that's really what I mean is you're responsible to give them the best guidance that you can. In your heart and in your soul, do you believe, and I'm going to ask this question, and I'm going to ask you to process it for a moment before you answer. In your heart and in your soul, do you believe that you're really giving your children the best example by being with this man?
That's something I think I'd have to think about for a few days. You know, that's a big question.
I have a message. I have a message from my guide, Diana, tonight, who has came in. And she wants you to ponder the thought that a leopard does not change his spot.
Thank you.
Will never change his spot.
True.
You know, I've often quoted Maya Angelou, who says, if someone shows you who they are, believe them.
Right.
So I think you're getting the message tonight. It's not the message you want. And I guess if there's something I could say about that is, that's the one thing I can promise. When you call the Network of Christian Psychics, we're never going to tell you what you want to hear. We're going to tell you what we see. It may not make you want to call us back. It may not make us be your favorites, but we are going to tell you what our spirit guides and angels are showing us. And I think we've done that tonight. And I wish I could reach over the phone and give you a big hug and say, you know, this is going to be okay. But you know what you need to do. You know where your heart is, but you also know what you need to do. You know in your mind what you're supposed to be doing. There's this addiction to this man, and you can't seem to break it. And all I can say is, look at your life like you were watching a reality TV show. I've said it many times on many of these radio shows. And if you're sitting on that couch watching your life on a reality TV show, what would you be yelling at the character that plays you?
Help me if I ever start yelling at the TV.
Great way to avoid the question. Great way. I love the avoidance there, but the fact is, you know exactly if you were sitting there, what you would be saying. What are you doing? Look what has happened since this man. You had a dependency on this man because he felt a chemical. He felt a chemical reaction that you needed for many, many, many years, and it was great. But you wanted more, and you manifested more. But let me ask you, is what you manifested healthy for you?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we kind of can all say that, you know, it's not healthy right now. The thing is that, you know, you have to, I'm really getting that you have to open your eyes. And it's true about the chemical addiction. a woman produces a hormone when they're having sexual relationships, and it causes a bonding similar to that of a woman who breastfeeds. It produces a chemical, and I really, and like Dr. Jenny said, I wish we could have all said, "Oh, it's all going to be okay. Go within." But I mean, it's pretty strong message from everybody that that the guy's unhealthy for the relationship. And sorry to say that, but I like Dr. Jenny said, a leopard doesn't change its spot. I got that it's going to happen again. I don't know if I conveyed that, but I didn't feel like it was to a child. I felt like it was, you know, if your child can set them off when you're in a relationship with them, believe me, you are going to set them off.
At some point. That's
yeah,
a fact.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eventually he will. He will act out again.
So if we haven't scared you away from ever calling us again, just know that we're all going to pray for you. And you don't know, we are like the prayer warriors, okay? We should be the prayer warriors of the Network of Christian Psychics, because we truly pray. We don't say it, we do it. And we will be praying for you, Charlene, to make your best good come. That's what we want. We just want what's in your best and truest and highest self to manifest in your life. And we will pray, all of us, for that. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Please call us back at some point in the future. Let us know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you, and thank you for calling in tonight. Okay.
We're going to have to do shorter calls.
Yeah. Good luck on that one. You know, how do you do that in clear conscience? I wish I knew the answer to that one. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller, who's calling in from area code 708 with a prefix of 335. Hi, and welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Delphine.
Say one more.
Delphine.
Delphine?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Yay. Okay, I've got it. All righty. So where are you calling from this evening?
Calumet City, Illinois.
Illinois, all righty. Lots of corn in Illinois. Tell us how we can help you this evening.
Well, I'm just trying to see what do you see for me in terms of finance and love.
Okay. I will tell you what I see, what we'll all tell you what we see in terms of finance and love. But for some reason, and I could be wrong, I think Sister Grace is, are you getting something from someone on the other side, Grace?
You know, I do, and I don't know, Delphine. Delphine, is that a family name?
Yes.
Okay.
And I should ask, I'm sorry, Delphine, are you comfortable if somebody who has crossed over wants to connect with you and give you a message, are you comfortable with that?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry. Please go ahead, Grace.
Okay, good. Well, you have an ancestor that has that same name that wants to come through for you. Have you been going through some hardship?
Yes, very so, yes.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. This relative is working up. It's almost sort of funny. And I don't know, what is your expertise in? What is your career expertise in?
Well, I do have a master's in social work, and then I do have my CNA.
Okay. So you can work with elderly people?
Yes.
Okay. And I believe that this is where this relative is taking me to, possibly a nursing home. or somewhere in a health facility where you are helping elderly people. And right now there is a big, especially in Illinois. Did you say you're in Illinois?
Yes.
Yes. And you won't find a problem with a profession in that. I also see that there is someone in one of these nursing facilities that is going to come into your relationship, someone that possibly works in a nursing facility. I don't know if he is a male nurse or another STNA or something like that, but is we have a lot in common. And anyway, Delphine, it's actually a very unusual name, but she showed me daffodils that I don't know is coming this spring. I mean, spring seems to be our season for everyone in relationships, but the new year in springtime is going to, and this can manifest even quicker if she says, get on the ball with your resume and put in some applications.
Okay. Well,
but that's the way I got it.
And you said this is an aunt of mine.
Yeah, she's a relative that has the same name as you have.
Because, you know, I never met her. She died when I was,
right,
before I was even
right.
born.
It's a relative that's had, you were named after this relative, and very, very loving soul.
She's my mother's
twin. She watches over you quite a bit.
She's my mother's twin.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow, that's amazing. And, well, at first I thought she was your mother, but because she's like a mother figure to you. But she watches over you a lot. And she's
and
saying,
what's your
yes.
mother's favorite flower?
That I don't know. I think it's a rose. I don't know.
Ask her. Wouldn't it be funny because Grace had mentioned a flower.
Yeah. Daffodils.
Yeah. And I'd be curious. Ask your mother if daffodils play a role in anything, especially in your mother's.
What color is yellow? Yellow. I see the color yellow, very bright and vivid around you. And that is always sunshine and rebirth and renewal and beauty. So I feel that Delphine was a very beautiful, and I believe your mother's probably a very good spirit, but this aunt really watches over you a lot. And she's gets that resume out there, and she wants you with older people in like a nursing type of facility, somewhere where you're caring for people. I see you like doing the food trays and stuff, walking down the hall with you know, things like that, or helping someone with a warm blanket or something. So that's coming your way. And as we know, everyone has free will. If you choose to, you know, go work at a bank or something like that, but this is what Delphine on the other side is wanting you to do because she's manifesting a guy there for you. So, and I have a feeling you live very close to a facility. Am I right?
Yes, you know what? The funny thing about it is I currently work in, well, I used to, I don't know, because I'm having so many, because of unfortunate circumstances, I'm not able to work at the hospital anymore. I work at the oncology department.
Okay. Well,
so
there is, okay, then let's go a little further. She showed me a bus line. Is there a bus line that you can take to someplace, or did you take a bus to where you used to have to work?
No, I used to have to drive, and it was a distance, and I'm still having car issues, so.
Okay, she showed me a place that's closer to where you live right now, and it's not a hospital. I don't see things where people are hooked up to machines or anything like this. This is more like an assisted living type of facility that you'd be more than welcome there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. If you get your resume ready, and she's going to help you get through this very swiftly. Just call on her. I always tell people, if someone comes through for me, I always, just say, Auntie Delphine, come through and help me with this. You know, and she is more than willing to be right there and helping you all the way.
Oh, wow. I mean, how do I know she's around me? How do I know it's this sign she gives me? Because I don't...
You know, if the yellow, color yellow, I bet if you ask your mother, yellow was her favorite color or something. But, and I don't know if you ever wore yellow scrubs or if you had something that is yellow in your home or around you, or carry a yellow handbag, or anything yellow. That, and when you bought that, she helped you pick that out.
No, I don't have anything yellow.
Can I ask you something, Delphine? Was somebody buried with a yellow blankie? I'm seeing this. Does that ring a bell at all?
No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I think if you think about it real hard, it'll dawn on her
because
yeah.
Auntie's going to be sending you a message, and so just keep in mind. I mean, this building that you're going to might even have a yellow cast to it, or some of the walls might even be a very faint yellow, and that's, you're going to know the message when you see it.
Amen.
Yellow is very, very, very prominent in this reading for you.
Thank you.
Am I going to be happy where I work here? When I work here,
you're going to be very happy. You're walking down the hall with a smile on your face. It might be a little tiring at some times, but you find great joy in it, and that's sometimes. Those of us who do work a lot and we work long hours, we're still grateful that we have it. You know, even though it's tiring, it's better than, sitting on the sofa and wishing. So just keep that in mind.
I'm going to get my resume out there. I'm glad she came through because I've never met her before. I've seen pictures of her.
How wonderful.
I've never seen.
I'm going to ask Reverend Jay if he's getting any information at this time. Reverend Jay?
Hi. I got Joe Fial, who came through, and she's the beauty of God. So she gave me the picture that you're really a really beautiful person, that people really shine to you, and that to be optimistic. She did say, I got really, really strong, stop procrastinating. You need to do a little bit of research, decide, where your interests lie, and that make that long-term plan, because everything's right there. And I got 3 months for a man, or I got three, so it could be 3 weeks, 3 months, but it came to me when I got it was March, so, and that's more than 3 months. So I think it's going to be sometime, towards the end of March.
I have a question. Is this person going to be my soulmate, or?
It's going to be somebody that you're going to really like, and you're going to be on the right path with him. So relationships happen for a number of reasons, and I didn't get soulmate because I didn't ask that, but you know, I'm sure you're going to like him. I'm sure you're going to have, there's a reason why you're to be together. And I really feel like, though, you have to stop procrastinating. That was a big thing. Stop procrastinating. And I just know that you're really a really beautiful woman and that people are going to love you where you're going, and you're going to, and I got really big happy, you know, and that's like three happies, you know, happy
that's,
in relationship.
That's,
yeah.
That's good to know because 4 years ago, it was really, I had my master's, I was engaged to be married, I was with my daughter's father for 9 years, and all of a sudden when I got pregnant, things changed. I was, you know, we had ended our relationship, which was devastating to me. I had my daughter, and then I was laid off from work, so ever since then it's just been, I mean, I took a severe nosedive, like completely.
I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show, but it's really, and now is the time to make your dreams come true, write them down, manifest them, everything that you want, because we're going into this fifth dimensional vibration. Everything you want is at the door, and it's right around the corner. I also got a thing on yellow, but it wasn't a flower, so I don't know. So the yellow thing came up for me too, but
okay. Health and happiness, sweetie. Pray for health and happiness. Let it fill your heart because that's what you need right now. Health and happiness.
Yeah.
Anything else doesn't matter.
You know what? The funny thing is, I used to see not butterflies, but birds. When I used to drive everywhere, they used to be flying with me for some reason. It was like they were flying beside my car going.
Okay, you didn't have bread on the hood of your car, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, they just, like they were going to work with me. Like they were clocking me and they were going to work.
I believe it. And what color were those birds?
They were brown, but regular birds, brown birds.
Regular birds, okay. And
they
flew with you.
Yeah, they were flying like on the side of my car, and I could see them. I'm like, okay, birds, I noticed you, and then they'll go away.
Okay, well, now that's often a sign. And birds, to me, I know, Jay, we know that birds have two different kinds of meanings, but I think this is a positive meaning. Wouldn't you agree?
I do. I think it's okay. Birds do have several different meanings, and it depends on what kind of bird. And but usually, if they are traveling with you, then the road, they're leading you to your path, or guiding with you to your path. So they got you to work every day.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. And I'm going to ask Reverend Susie B. if she's got anything for Delphine before we let her go this evening.
Yes, I do. I actually got the message that Delphine should look into more areas of study for your career path so that you yourself will feel confident in making a change. Does that make sense for you?
No.
That's the message that I'm getting. Do you notice any kind of reoccurring ideas and feelings about any kind of particular studying? Maybe not having to do with your career, maybe in another path.
You know what I do? It's a couple of things. I do CNA, but I want to do something different, like pharmacy tech. I see LPN coming up.
This is the message that I'm getting for you, is that, you need to, in order to feel confident in moving in that direction, that you know, and if you are repeatedly getting that feeling on your heart, that's something that you need to look at.
Okay.
And
I have a question in regards to my love. This person that I'm going to meet, I mean, you said I'm going to know them. One of you said that I'm going to know.
Was
is
it
going to be like an instinct?
I think it was Reverend Jay.
I think it's God's in charge. He's going to let you know who he is. I don't think you know him already. I don't think you've met him before.
Right. She hasn't met him yet, but it's going to be with a new position that she takes. And it's so funny because Delphine, you're so cute. You've got these little googly eyes when you meet this guy. You will know it's so cute.
Because you'll have googly eyes for him.
Yes, and he
so adorable.
And he has this big old smile, and she's like, he can't be looking at me.
That's fantastic. That
is it going to be
adorable.
Mutual? Is it going to be mutual?
Going to be mutual. Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be mutual.
And now I have a 4-year-old. I want to make sure because I work in child welfare. So I know how kids come into the system. I know all about
this. Is going to be a good. This is going to be a good match for you, a good love match for you.
Oh,
and I mean love on all dimensions. It's great.
Okay, I'm very picky about my baby. She's a girl.
Yes, you are. That's right. You are, and you have actually. It's the funniest thing because where you're working, you have sort of. Put your little feelers out, and you sort of, and correct me if I'm wrong, but anytime you sort of look at a guy, you analyze everything before you would even make that step forward. So,
you're absolutely right. That's why I haven't been into the dating game like
right.
I should be.
Well, this guy that you, when you get this job and you start working, you'll see him, and there'll be certain things that the two of you'll be able to ask him questions, and he won't even know what you're really asking him, but you're just putting up.
Adorable. That's fantastic.
Oh, it is adorable. She's like Betty Boop, big googly eyes, and just a smile. He has a
older.
Smile. That's cute.
All right,
older or younger?
Is he older or younger, Grace? And then we're going to have to take our next caller.
He is older than you. He's older and wiser, and you respect that.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Delphine, I hope you've enjoyed this tonight.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Keep in touch. God bless and have a lovely evening. We're going to go ahead and try and take another caller here. And let me see where the very next one in the queue is. Looks like area code 204 with a prefix of 326. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Cynthia, but I go by Cindy.
Ah, Cindy. Okay, and how are you doing? I'm going to call you Cynthia for now. And what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manitoba, Canada.
Okay, eh? And tell us how we can help you this evening.
Well, I'm just hoping that somebody can pick up something about my son, if he's going to contact me, realize he made a mistake, come home, anything like that.
Okay, let me see who I'm getting first to pass this to. The first person I'm going to pass it over to is Reverend Susie B. right now. Susie, what are you getting for Cynthia?
I'm getting that he is going to contact you. Do you have a move coming up, a home move or a place of employment move coming up?
No, not at all.
Well, she lives in Manitoba, so she may be moving into an igloo very soon because it's about to get very, very cold. Correct, Cindy?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I understand. I really do understand how you feel about a child wanting a child to contact you. The same kind of situation myself. And I do feel that he is going to come around. When I can't say, but I do feel that he will come around to you.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you that I'm getting that he needs to mature a little bit. The situation is of his own making. It is his situation. He needs to mature and see a different perspective on this. He's not ready to. Until he does, he will not be contacting you. I'm going to pass this over to Reverend Jay right now. Reverend Jay?
I got, like, admit to yourself the truth. So I don't know where to go with that, but I feel like that, you know, that you're generous and you're responsible and practical, and I got that you're, you know, that for some reason it keeps coming up. Admit to yourself the truth, but I don't feel like you, I just feel like that it wasn't your fault, or, you know, I don't know how to, you don't need to place blame on yourself. Just be loyal to when he is ready to come back, and keep your eyes on the target and use prayer. And I feel like, you know, the other thing too is that he's a bit immature. You know the truth to yourself. And maybe that's just knowing. Maybe the reason why that keeps coming up is it's just, you know, he's coming back. So that might be what it means. Know that he's coming back, and he will. Because it's, right. You know, I just feel like he's going to, that you need to know that. You can manifest him coming back because, you know, you are responsible and practical and loyal and dedicated. So, and you're the honorable kind. So, just be in that truth and know that he's going to come back.
Thank you, Rick.
No, eventually he will come back. It's just, I think he's been influenced by my ex, who's not even his father. He's a step-in father.
Right. But he's got something, how do I put this? The ex has something to gain. He has a motivation to make your son see a different point of view, and that's the problem. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. It's like, I don't talk to the ex. The ex wants nothing to do with me. I tried to be an adult and try to contact him, and he wants nothing to do with me. He's I just got a letter a few days ago, him threatening me with court again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because wasn't there a restraining order put out?
No restraining order. There was a child support order.
Ah, okay. Okay. I see the legal paperwork, but I guess my question, and I, before I even go on with this, I should ask Sister Grace what she's seeing.
Well, this child support is supposed to be coming from you.
No, this is from him, and he's fighting to take what he has been supporting my son with back,
okay.
even though he doesn't have custody. Right. I've talked to my lawyer about it already. So.
Right, and he is manipulating the stepson for the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a power play.
He's blowing smoke.
Okay. Yes. And instead of taking the money and completely placing it out of your mind or out of your mind's eye, okay, because I do want you to keep your eye on the money, but in a very loving way, let your son know just how much you love him. You know, that he is your child. He is your natural child. You know, you gave birth to him and that you love him and that you will always, always be there for him. I think that's what he wants. He could care less about the money. You know, he could care less about the money, but I see this this man standing over him just laughing all the way to the bank. And it's sad. But I think if you really can hammer home to your son just how much he means to you, and you know, and it's a give and take. You know, he's at that age where he thinks he knows it all.
Exactly, and I'm trying to give him his space, and I've left him. I've left him a text saying, "I still love you after all of this."
Right.
If you ever want to talk,
and
you
know
can...
what? Say, "I love you no matter what." Just say, "I love you no matter what." Not after all of this. Say, "I love you no matter what. What goes
Amen.
From here on out, I will love you till eternity. You know, you are my child, and there is no stronger love than a parent to a child." No,
well, I have put it out there, and I've told him if you ever want to talk, you can get a hold of me. And that was a couple of days ago, and I'm laying low.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. Letting him think about it.
Yeah, well, but
right.
He also, he knows that you're the parent, though, you know, and even though 17 sounds old, you know, and he, you know, he tries to make you feel like that, you know, he has all the answers and he knows what he's going to do with his life. We all know how vulnerable we were at 17. And, you know, I'll tell you firsthand.
He's 16. He had a car. He had got it. A friend actually sold him a car but took the car back simply because of the reason where what he did. So.
Yeah. Well, I just feel that you just really need to show him your love, that your unconditional love, that there's no conditions on it. You know, a mother's love to a child should be unconditional in every sense of the matter.
Should I just text him, like send him a simple text saying, "I love you"?
You know what? You can do the text, and or you can do. There is a prayer. It's called the Hapona prayer. It's a Hawaiian prayer, and it.
I've heard of that. I've heard of it.
Good, and that would help you. That will help you remove some of those layers of anxiety between the two of you. And so, you know, it's, "I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you," you know. And the thank you, I never did understand the thank you, but one of my guides told me that the thank you at the end of that prayer is a way of showing respect. It came to me by the way of my, because I always said, it just doesn't make any sense, you know, to say thank you at the end of that prayer. And it's a way of showing respect. But that's what he's wanting. He's wanting you to, you know, respect him. And, you know, he does have a say. He is getting older. And, you know, one of the things that you can tell him is that, you know, I respect your ideas, your judgments, but in return, I have to demand the same. You know, it's a two-way street, but you have a door that is always open to him. You just need, I can't tell you how much you need to convey that to him.
Thank you, Sister Grace. That was beautiful. I hope this has been helpful to you, Cynthia. I know the show's going to end soon in like a minute, so I wanted to make sure that you had a chance to know. If you want to speak to any of the advisors that you heard from tonight, you can reach any of them on the Network of Christian Psychics, which is www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. We will all pray for you, and keep us informed. Let us know how things work out, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. God bless you.
Bye.
What was his name? Did you know Dr. Jenny?
Cynthia, what was your son's name?
Or Michael.
Michael.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That way we can pray. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Cynthia. And, well, you know, hold on. It's going to be okay. You'll see. I want to thank everybody for calling into the show tonight. I want to thank all of our advisors for being with us tonight, as always. Your compassion and love for the other human beings that have called in this evening is overwhelming. I know it takes a lot out of you to do the show because you have to reach down deep, and I know each one of them appreciate it. And I know you help far more many people than you even speak to, because sometimes the things that you say exactly is what somebody else needed to hear who's listening from all over the world, because we really don't know where our listeners are listening from. And if you all want to call us in next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be back here doing the Network of Christian Psychic Radio Show. Thank you, everybody. God bless, and have a wonderful evening.
What's better than chocolate? The Network of Christian Psychics, where our spiritual advisors connect with the angels to provide you with the answers that can make your life easier and more fulfilling. If you're looking for answers about love, current or lost relationships, career advice, or just a general outlook of your future, our advisors can help with the assistance of angels. You can find us at www.networkofchristianpsychics.com. That's www.networkofchristianpsychics.com.